Hello, we're going to begin the lesson today on the topic of the approach to learning the wisdom of Kabbalah. We'll continue with Excerpt 24. You can find the source text on our site. You can also send us questions. Selected questions are relevant to the topic will be asked here. Of Leitman, please, the approach to studying the wisdom of Kabbalah.
We learn with you from the wisdom of Kabbalah that everything we have in this world comes down to us from spirituality. First you have forces, and then more and more and more they begin to materialize. They become coarser, thicker, until matter materializes and matter has other things. So when we speak of it was evening, it was morning, we're not talking about the evening and morning as they take place in our world. Rather, we're speaking of spiritual forces, spiritual states. Where by each new degree begins from the evening, specifically. From darkness, a person begins to feel how much he's losing what he has, and then understands nothing, nothing remains in him, and to such an extent that he lies down, his head and his body and his hands and feet are really the same height. There's no preference in what's in the rosh, in the head compared to the feet. And later it passes by itself throughout the night, and he wakes up with new strength, and he blesses the day that he is able to see things ever new. And this is opposing what women are, what he goes through over the day, and he sinks in his understanding, his feeling. Meaning every new state begins from darkness and the understanding from this foggy sensation, and we have to get used to it. This is how we begin. I saw with Rabash how he would wake up to the study, let's say around 2 a.m. He would not even know his bearings. And he washes up, sits down by the table, drinks a cup of coffee slowly, with his eyes closed. He begins to think, and gradually he enters a new perception. I could see how much he would feel, how much he wanted to grab these states that are passing over him, even corporally, let alone spiritually. That's very important. So when we are learning with you about the correct approach, correct attitude to the study, you have to understand that first it was evening, it was morning, one day. Meaning a day must start at night. And then everything I know disappears, everything I felt disappears, everything of what I had before, and I'm starting a new state. So what we're studying with you right now, the correct approach to the study, spiritual approach has to be one where we accept the night as day, and there will be as new in your eyes, and there will be as equals in your eyes. And the importance of the night is not less than the importance of the day, because the night is the disclosure of the vessels, and the day is the disclosure of the light. And the disclosure of the light takes place only according to the preparation of the vessels. And the upper light is in absolute rest, and all we're lacking are vessels. Let's hope we can prepare the vessels. And if you have questions, ask, and we'll continue. This approach, we're about to wrap up this topic. We might get back to it, but in effect, daily when we wake up, what we're studying here should be with us.
So, excerpt 24. It's from Bala Sulam, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 97. Our sages warned us in many places concerning the necessary condition in the practice of Torah that it will be specifically lishma, for her sake, in a way that through it one will be rewarded with life, for it is the Torah of life. And this is why it was given to us, as it is written, therefore choose life. Hence, during the practice of Torah, every person must labor in it and set his mind and heart to find the light of the King's face in it, meaning attainment of open providence called light of the face. Any person is capable of it. As it is written, those who seek me shall find me. And as it is written, I labored and did not find, do not believe. Thus, one needs nothing in this manner, except the labor alone. It is written, anyone who practices Torah Lishma, his Torah becomes for him a potion of life. It means that one should only set one's mind and heart to attain life, which is the meaning of lishma.
Meaning, you can't say that it's not working out for me, the Creator is not letting me. Rather, each and every one, exactly according to his egoistic will, there has to be a certain amount of exertion he puts in order to rise above this egoistic desire to, in order to bestow, to lishma, to bestow. If he didn't put in enough efforts, then he remains, and he cannot say that it's not working out. There's no such thing as not working out. Each one with his coarseness, corresponding to him, is there's the reforming light, and he has to draw this reforming light on his coarseness, on his ego, until one will take care of the other, until the light will take care of the desire. And then inside the desire, instead of the intention to receive, there will be the intention to bestow, and he will use his desire in lishma. Again,
item 24. Our sages warned us in many places concerning the necessary condition in the practice of Torah that it will be specifically lishma, for her sake, in a way that through it one will be awarded life, for it is the Torah of life, and this is why it was written, it was given to us, as it is written, therefore choose life. Hence, during the practice of Torah, every person must labor in it and set his mind and heart to find the light of the King's face in it, meaning attainment of open providence called the light of life. Any person is capable of it. As it is written, those who seek me shall find me. And as it is written, I labored and did not find, do not believe. Thus, one needs nothing in this matter except the labor alone. It is written, anyone who practices Torah Lishma, for her sake, his Torah becomes for him a potion of life. It means that one should only set one's mind and heart to attain life, which is the meaning of Lishma.
If we don't have any questions, we'll go forward. I don't see any difficulty in understanding this part from the introduction to this. Yes, Oren.
Rav, what does it mean? In the light of the King's face, there is life.
the light of bestowal were according to my efforts. When I want to be in the force of bestowal above the force of reception that exists in me naturally, then I draw on myself the upper light, the light of bestowal. The light dwells in me and gives me an opportunity to think, to aim at, to live in, to feel that I am in a world of bestowal. The world of bestowal is the degree of the Creator. It's a higher degree, it's an upper degree, lishma, in order to bestow spirituality. That's it.
Jerusalem.
Shalom lekulam.
Hello, everyone. What is the caution that our sages cautioned us, as it is written in the beginning of the excerpt?
The main thing we need is to attain lishma. It's written, the righteous shall live by his faith. Faith means, is called in order to bestow lishma. And if we don't aim, intend for that during the study, then we really kick the Torah. We disregard with the right Torah, because that's the main reason for which it was given, in order to reach lishma. And in general, the interpretation of lishma is the most important in those who wish to approach the Torah. Since if you're not studying how to get to lishma, then all his Torah becomes a potion of death to him. Why? Because the more he studies, the further he moves away from reaching lishma, discovering what it is, and so on. He depicts himself new goals, different ones, but they're all inside his ego. How he can be more studious, and so on. And that's why the main thing is to depict to himself the meaning of lishma, in order to bestow, to reach, in order to bestow. This is something you cannot do except through attend and through drawing the reforming light. Where only, this is the only thing I want. I don't care about the amount of knowledge. Rather, what's important is how much I can be in order to bestow, how much can I be in love of others. How much am I getting close to love of others? Because love, friend as yourself, is a great rule, collective rule in the Torah, and therefore I have to constantly check myself. Do I have more of it?
Tel
Aviv 1. Tel Aviv 1.
My question is, when does this transition come? That from lo lishma, from not for her sake, we come to lishma, to for her sake. Can you explain it?
I can't say when. When is whenever you complete your se'ah, your full measure, meaning the quantity and quality of exertion in total, you can, you'll be able to put in, and then it will happen. But when, according to time, month and date, how can I tell you? It's not a birthday that you can calculate in advance. It can be now, it can be in a few years from now.
My question is, it was said that in lo lishma, not for a sake, that Torah can become a potion of death. How can I know my boundary in scrutiny I make within myself?
That depends on the environment. Only. Are you in such an environment that is holding you, letting you advance forward specifically through that? Toward bestowal, toward love of others, toward in order to bestow. This is the main thing for you, not to receive any other reward. And only the environment can hold you, can aim you, can protect you, because you're only subject to the control of your ego.
Thank you very much.
PT 31.
How do you recommend every student come to the point where, like you or Rabash, it's as if there is an act, I act, and beneath it there are day, night changes, and it doesn't matter. There are two levels, the act, and I don't ask myself about all kinds of changes. It doesn't depend on anything.
Only through the group. I don't have anything else to tell you. Tell me, using which forces, under which conditions are we? Who can you, with whom can you sign an insurance that you will not run away, you will not fall, you will not forget in the next moment? How do you know which forces are working on you? In short, the question is, how can I arrange these forces such that they will work on me both now and tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, and these forces will hold me in the right direction toward the goal of life? Where are these forces? I have to organize them for me. Because each and every moment I lose the path completely. I know myself. And who can tell if I'll return to the same point or not? When I come to reveal the Creator, adhesion with the Creator. So I have no choice but to have an environment that will hold me and direct me. And I can see with respect to it, where am I? And then aim myself correctly and the right goal.
But what is this no choice? How do you get to this point where there's no choice and you just work and that's it?
Think more about your state. How can you be How can you have the bit of data, like you keep, like you use the GPS, that you're going on the right path? Your ego keeps pushing you in different directions. So how can you keep your sights on the original direction? Only if you're in an environment. It's logical. And the environment also has to understand that if they don't hold on to each other, and each one will take care of that direction, they have no chance of reaching the goal. That's how it is.
Rab, c'è scritto, chiunque ne sia capace. Come scritto, coloro che mi cercano mi
It is written that everyone can. What makes me be able to come to it or unable to come to it?
Do you understand? To be ill?
Capable. Those who seek me will find me.
It's only the connection with the environment, nothing other than that. Only the connection with the environment, where all of us together care about being connected together, and the goal we're after is in the middle of the ten. When we are there, we'll be integrated as one man, one heart. That's it. And there, on the spot, we'll find the Creator. Everything is concrete. It's in your hands.
Beseder. P.T. Young.
Boker tov, Rav. Haim hashgacha elyona ze...
Good morning, Rav. Is Providence the ten, the friends?
The upper providence is above the ten is a means. The means by which you can draw the upper providence over you and reach the purpose of your development.
Thank you.
Don't be confused between the means and the goal.
Latin 2.
¿Es su esfuerzo mismo? ¿Esto es un esfuerzo de una sola vez o es todo el tiempo?
This effort we're talking about, is it a one-time effort or is it something we have to do all along the way?
The effort we're putting in now is the kind of effort that has to be renewed each and every moment. And with it, this is the meaning of walking, pacing along the way until you come to the center of the ten and you find the Creator there. Holland one.
Good morning, Rav.
Morning.
It says, I labored and did not find, do not believe. And it feels very contradictory to what says after that, that one must, that one needs nothing than only, let's say, to labor alone. So, yeah, you have to labor alone, but it says above, I labored and did not find, do not believe. So, can you please explain what this means in our work?
Can, sure, of course.
Yeah, look, listen, of course. I labored and I did not find, meaning a person is certain that he has put in the effort, but he did not find what needs to be. And it was promised to him that I labored and I found. So if I labor, I have to find. Why am I laboring and I fail to find? So it's a sign that perhaps I don't exert as needed. Either the quantity or the quality of my exertion are not good or incorrect. And he's telling us, it's possible I was impressed, maybe I was successful with the quality of the exertion. Well, I studied so much and inside and all, but it has to also be multiplied by the quantity of the exertion. Let's say that I studied 10 hours a day over a month, then 10 hours times a month's time, 30 days, 10 times 30 is 300. Let's say that number is the total amount of exertion. And then we say, if you did not reach the revelation of the Creator, it's a sign that it's either about the number of hours a day or the number of days. The level of the work or the numbers, as much as you can come to it, but to some extent you are impressed or you are not putting enough labor. You're negligent. So, but check. It's impossible that you labor the right way and you don't reach revelation. You don't find the force of bestowal, the face of the living King.
Next excerpt. 25. This is from The Will of Lebash and Upright Guidance. When learning, one should settle within him before whom he is learning, for sometimes he distances himself in his learning from the Creator. For this reason, he must settle himself at each time and at each hour.
You have to be aware before whom are we learning. It is written, for whom are you standing? what is the reason for your learning? And you need to know what you require during the study. An impression of the greatness of the Creator, an impression of the greatness of the goal, and the more, and as much as possible to be aimed exactly at that. And then succeed. That's what he says. When one studies, has to settle within him before whom is he learning. For sometimes he distances himself in his learning from the Creator. Since he's not thinking about the Creator, he thinks about various wisdoms. How the Sfirot, the Patsufim, how there can be different actions and spirituality, and what does he have of these actions? Nothing. If by that he is moving away from imagining the Creator before him and he wants to attain him in the force of bestowal, then he is learning Chokhmah and not Torah. Therefore he needs to settle within him, settle himself at each time and each hour. He should check himself like an airplane. Is he flying the right direction, the right altitude, the correct conditions? He has to constantly be aimed at the goal. And to be aimed at the goal, there have to be several conditions, as we discussed. Kazakhstan?
In the previous excerpt, it said that all you need is labor. What is that labor? Because we learn many things. It includes including the friends, thinking about the Creator.
Efforts that include everything. When I make an effort, from the group, also about the goal, but my goal ultimately has to be with my own effort. Focus group.
One of the results of our studies in the past 2 weeks is a feeling that the lesson is continuing throughout the day. I don't know how to explain it. It's as if you're standing in front of the Creator during the day as well.
What's wrong about it?
Nothing's wrong with it, but the reality you see outside is so opposite.
Imagine that you're in a theater. You're simply brought to a state. You're in it. Around you there are people, or trees, or animals, or the skies and the earth, some machinery, cars. They simply bring all those things to you, so you'll be a bit more confused and will be able to return to the purpose of creation of your life each time in a more directed, aimed way.
So, is it even the right approach to look at life outside like a part of the lesson?
Of course it's a part of the lesson. What, is it coming from some other source and not from the Creator, arranging everything so personally for you? Of course he wants that you each time will correct yourself step by step towards the correct goal.
What about the gap you discover compared to the world where you say, I can't justify it?
You don't need to justify it. You need to say, this is coming from the Creator. This world is made for me. For me was the world created. That's what we should say. Why? Because on top of that, above that, I have to be connected to the resonance besides him.
Um, I'll conclude. I'll ask all the way. I'm not sure about it. What it does is it fills me with great sorrow when I see what's happening outside.
Why? You should say thank you that the Creator is arranging all those things for you. Each time you discover a form of life, an external life, and your inner conditions, and the connection between these two, in the best possible, optimal way for attaining the purpose of life.
No.
Okay. I'll keep trying to do it.
I'll try to work according to what we discussed. That also the outside world disappears, has no form, it simply plays before you, so through it you'll be able to find the teacher. Romania.
Romania. Good morning, Rav. When I come to the 10,
good morning,
to be included in the 10 and to be connected inside the 10, then I discover the open providence in the center of the 10, and after that I'm willingly to learn directly from the Creator what I discover in the connection and attitude the 10 towards me. Is that right? Is that correct?
This is later. Later you will discover your relationship in the 10 that resemble the relationship inside a Patsuf, a spiritual Patsuf. Gita 4.
Buongiorno Rav. Qual è la giusta combinazione?
Good morning, Rav. What is the right combination between my efforts and my connection in the 10 in order to attain the goal?
It's the same, it has to be a combination. Both this and that, you have to take all the conditions and your attitude and arrange those things such that you are at this moment, let's say, you are under such inner conditions and external conditions, ones that the Creator is establishing. Why? So you will arrange from yourself the correct attitude, that everything you have in your feeling and your understanding, meaning in your heart and your brain, it's all in order to aim yourself correctly at one source. It's coming from the Creator. And although it may be pleasant or unpleasant, confusing or not, you want to be adhered to Him. You don't want to discover anything except for that there is no else besides Him.
Ashkelon.
Hello. Hello, thank you, Rav. If I picture the Creator as a force of bestowal, then I can't picture Him as a great king. How do you reconcile the two pictures? I can't reconcile it.
Keep going. But keep going as I'm speaking to be more precisely be connected to Israel. R1.
Kiev, 2.
Доброе утро, Раф. Чтобы укрепиться в том, что внешний мир это все театр.
In order to make it increase the impression that this world is a theater, do we have to talk about it in the 10, or is it my own personal work?
You can talk about it with the 10. You can. Kiev 1.
Yes, dear love, When we see behind all the external actions, the Creator, His guiding hand, and you're saying, following these actions, these efforts, we discover that 10 is a Patsuf. What should be our current effort in order to come to it?
You have to constantly feel in the 10 that each and every moment the Creator is guiding you through the 10 to Him.
Но какое-то с нашей стороны, то есть мы, то есть как этому прийти к этому ощущению, то есть вот что он нас направляет.
But how do you come to that feeling that he is directing us?
When we think about it all the time, we will begin to feel it. That's what Baal Sulam is explaining to us, that there is no such thing in reality where we can't feel him, although right this second we can't feel him. So it depends on the development of our senses. But that's how you come to the revelation of the Creator.
Focus group.
Focus group.
So how can we determine in our feelings that there is none else besides Him? You can often say it and think it, but your feeling rejects it.
By being in the 10 and arranging myself inside the 10, then accordingly I imagine myself in the 10, and the 10 becomes my entire world, all of my bestowal. So it turns out that if that's how I relate to the whole world as a 10, then it turns out that I'm in between them, and there I discover the Creator. What did you ask?
I asked, continuing Eyal's question from before. It often happens during the day that you succeed in attributing it to the Creator at the level of, it reminds me that it came from Him, but it still doesn't feel like it's really it. You don't agree with the situation.
The moment you put in enough exertion, quantitative and qualitative, toward the feeling of the 10, then you begin to feel the essence of the 10, which is the Creator.
What is the kli, the vessel, for there's none else besides Him?
The vessel for there's none else besides Him, or the 10 sefirot? When you discover that it all comes from the root, from the Keter. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. Basically, when you said that there is no difference between the day and the night, no difference in the importance between them, does that mean that the spiritual work should be in justifying? Or is there a place where we accept reality and agree to it? The servant of the Creator
means that he reached a new degree. There's always, it was evening, it was morning. It starts from darkness, and it's a sign that he's allowed. He came to darkness, he deserved the darkness because he has the right forces, the right preparation from before. And that's why he rejoices about it. More so than being in the light. The light he has to attain by himself through the efforts. Well, but the darkness is something the Creator gives him in order for him to exert, and he's a man, together he can overcome, and reach the light.
So why do we always run away from the darkness?
It's not us, it's you, because you're weak. You're not a man.
What should I do in order to be a man?
At 10, without a group, where you completely annul yourself, you will never receive the forces. Because the forces against darkness is only something you draw from the 10, from the Kli. Because the darkness itself is a qualitative darkness. It's about the fact that there's no light in the ten.
PT12. Regarding what you said to Akoka, how do I feel the ten all the time, everywhere?
Pray.
PT Young. And Shilot. Beseder.
No questions. Okay. Pita 2.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Good morning, love. How much within the ten is gratitude for what the Creator gave us in the ten? How much gratitude should there be in the ten?
How much? The gratitude you give to the Creator becomes a kli, a vessel for, in which to reveal Him. And until you do that, you must grow your gratitude more and more. Mark 2.
Is it the right direction to complete, to be assisted by my mind to come to feel that everything I am is egoistic and intolerable and want the Creator to control completely? Is this correct?
Yes. You said it correctly. Friends, Haverim.
Вот сейчас прозвучало, что представлять себя внутри десятки.
Good morning. Now it was said that you have to describe, to picture yourself in the ten, and that you're giving to the ten. How can you picture yourself inside the ten?
Ну так вот я и спрашиваю, что такое вот это движение внутри.
Well, what I'm asking is, what is that inward movement in the ten? How can I melt in the ten?
This is the feeling of disappearing. You have nothing of yourself. Ultimately, what do you want? You want to acquire their opinions, their brain, their approach, their goal. Everything is theirs. And all your strength, all your forces are over there. You have to dilute yourself there.
What am I giving to the ten?
You are giving the ten everything it wants. I said, simple. This is the meaning of Itkalelut, integration. PT 31.
Concerning what you said before, to come to joy in the darkness, it is something that if you develop it, then you come together with the ten, and it's something permanent, or do you constantly have to develop it and you in every state?
There's nothing that remains. Everything is always starting anew. All the time. But that's what's good. We constantly acquire more and more spiritual discernments. They are spiritual, they are eternal discernments, eternal. Not like, it was here yesterday, today disappeared, and I don't really care about it. No, on the contrary. Very important. And you should view it in high regard, because every discernment is eternal. It remains with us for eternity. We don't even know what it means.
The question is, can we come to a situation in the ten, like in math, as one person likes math and he gets a more difficult exercise, he's happy. Can you come to it with regard to darkness?
It depends on the importance of the goal, of course.
Moscow 7.
Мы читали в отрывке в 25-м, когда учит должен определить.
We read in excerpt 25 that when you learn, you have to determine and understand before whom you're learning, because you can disconnect from the Creator through the study. So how do you understand and feel before whom you stand? You're learning. So that to the extent of the importance of the one you study before, I won't move away from the Creator.
Before one, it's a unique and unified force. Only it is working in reality. All my confusion, that there are other forces, there's someone else that can influence me. It's all in order to confuse me and bring me such an indirect path to this one force. Only it is there. And imagine to yourself what I have to feel. One is yelling at you. The other is saying you're okay. The third one is doing something else. The fourth, something else. Let's say 10 people, everyone is talking to you, related to you in different ways. Ultimately, or eventually, you discover you're running from the second person, the third, each one of them to arrange everything. You discover it's one person. It's one person clothing himself in different forms. And when you come to him to arrange things, you see it's him. The one who's yelling at you. Then you have to go to someone else in order to arrange different things with him. Because he also said something. You come to him, and again, you see it's him, same guy. Then you go to a third person. It's also him. So what's happening here? Only one thing is happening. You need all your discernments. You need to collect them and assemble them into one. It's not the problem that there's someone outside of you. The problem is that you are dispersed because of the shattering. You're shattered, and that's why you have various such forks, splits. But in truth, what's before you is one force. If you are not broken from the shattering of the vessel, shattering of the soul, you would see one thing. The Creator is one, the cause is one, the force is one. Because it's shattered, you have thousands of reasons in thousands of states, and thousands of conditions. And we need to take all those conditions, all the causes, all the states to connect to one source. There's nothing besides him. And that's how we correct the shattering. That's it.
BBUK.
BBUK. Good morning, World Klee, my teacher. I hope that I'm asking on topic. I look at the friend in the 10, friends in the 10. It's clear that I need to accept their attitude towards the study, towards connection, everything. On the other hand, I look at them and I can't say that their attitude is successful. They're missing other meetings. There's no morning lesson, something else. What's the difference between using their attitude and...
I have to say that I'm not seeing things correctly, that in truth, they are all righteous. They are all 100% in the right things. But I see it in a corrupted, spoiled way, because all who fault in their own fault. They have eyes and they don't see. I look at the friend. Let's say I look at you. He comes to a lesson twice a week. He doesn't want to be in a TENS meeting. And in some other dissemination activity. So, I have to tell myself this. On one hand, I have to criticize, but that's a different. That's separate. First, I have to say they have eyes, and they don't see. And I see corruptions in my friends because they are corruptions in me. That if I want to come to the force of bestowal above the force of reception, then this is how I have to go. Otherwise, I won't rise from the level of this world to the level of the upper world. Are you listening?
Thank you.
It's not simple.
Belarus.
Belarus.
Вопрос от товарища в десятке.
Question from the friend in the ten. A spiritual quality remains with us forever. What is the quality of that?
Love. Concessions. Dvikut. Adhesion. Love.
Baltia Shalosh.
Доброе утро, Рав.
Good morning, Rav. I want to ask, you had said that we always need to justify one another. If I see the friend missing lessons, missing meetings, I have to justify him, I have to see him as corrected. Nevertheless, I wanted to ask, what does it mean to be in the ten? In truth, what does it mean to be in the ten? What does it mean to be integrated truthfully in practice?
I pay to enter the ten by equalizing myself to zero. Zero. I come into them and begin to connect with them like a drop of sperm that enters the womb. Meaning, I totally annul myself. And whatever they want, I'm willing to do. Beyond that, when my ego later appears to me, a few minutes later, I don't want it anymore, and then I do want it, and I want this and that, and I already have criticism against them. I don't cancel the criticism. I go above the criticism. And by this, I acquire flesh. This is how I accumulate flesh. Over the drop of sperm, I begin to grow. I have criticism, and above the criticism, I go above the criticism, and I get more criticism, and I go above the criticism, and I get more of it, and that's how I grow.
Can't be such a thing where I don't have any criticism inside, but nevertheless I worry, I check externally.
Check, mister, check. Don't give me new teachings here. Read what is written about it more and more and more. Check with Rabash and you'll see what's in there. There are these simple essays about the society are very deep. Peachy Young.
How can I multiply the exertion by disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Is this a question?
Can you multiply your exertion by dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Yes, correct. It is possible. Specifically through dissemination, you can multiply your labor and do great labor. Because if I do something toward the ten or a person, this is one thing. But if I take it out and tell it to many people, it is several times stronger, it becomes, than doing it or saying it myself. So, please disseminate and you will see how much it helps. Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, дорогой Рав.
Yes, dear Rav.
В этом выяснении, когда я с одной стороны оправдываю...
Tell me this scrutiny, where on the one hand I justify the friends, on the other hand I see negative examples, I try to make to criticize and correct. How to do it so I will not grow weaker by myself?
You take a watch, you look in your watch, and say, half an hour a day I am permitted to criticize. And then, during the half hour, you criticize. And you write down everything. But only during the half hour, and you decide to relate to something this way, that way, this toward here, this there. After half an hour, you forget about it, forget, and you say what I had in that half hour is incorrect. It was only my ego speaking in me, so I gave my ego some respect. I spoke to it for half an hour, and not more than that. PT32.
A question of a friend from the 10. Why does it seem to me that I can say there's nothing besides him and various occurrences in life without any connection to the 10? Is this a mistake to think this way?
Usually yes, but perhaps for now you still can't connect these things. When something happens to you very personally, well, that too is there's none else besides him.
So what should I tell myself?
You should tell yourself that you are in going something that the Creator has taken you through it, and how you respond to it. But you respond to it through the 10, specifically. 26.
Item 26 from the Rabash, Lishma and Lolishma. One must try to remember the goal while studying Torah, so it will always be before his eyes what he wants to receive from the study. And the study will impart greatness and importance of the Creator. Again, one must try to remember the goal while studying Torah, so it will always be before his eyes that he wants to receive from the study, that the study will impart greatness and importance of the Creator.
Questions about this? About this?
Focus group. Focus
group. Are you sure you have a question about this?
Yes, two questions from the internet.
About what we just read, is this relevant? Questions from the internet or not?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
So, a student from Israel is saying, I stay on the path, I strengthen myself through the study, reading the articles during the day. Other than the connection with the friends, I feel the environment is the greatness and importance of the goal that I receive through these means. Does that mean that one is engaged in the Torah?
That too. Engaging in Torah means doing corrections in the connection between us in order to discover the Creator. It is written, I have created the evil inclination, I created the Torah as a spice. When was the evil inclination created? With the breaking of the vessel. Because then the evil inclination appeared. Alien forces that separate the broken parts. The Torah is the force that comes and helps us reconnect the broken pieces into one kli. This is called the force of the Torah. So you have the evil inclination that was revealed through the breaking between the broken pieces, and you have the Torah that reconnects the broken pieces above the evil inclination. And then we have a power that is 620 times stronger than that we have in the corrected kli compared to the kli that was before. Prior to the breaking, there was the light of nefesh in the kli of Adam HaRishon. After the corrections, there will be Naran Chai, light of Naran Chai. That's what it's all about. And it's not just a greater light. It is attainment. These broken kelim, when they connect, they begin to attain, to understand what Lishma means. What are the thoughts of the Creator, desires of the Creator, qualities of the Creator. They begin to attain the internality, the interior of the actual reality, which beforehand they didn't have at all. And we will sing a song and move on to the next part.
A song.